Looking for a job. That's the task a lot of people are engaged in today, whether you're flat out unemployed or underemployed. Things haven't been going as well lately, and you're trying to improve the situation. Well, there was a whole convention dedicated to this search here in Chicago this past week. Search Engine Strategies was the name of the convention, and Scott Sarges, president of Strategic Search Corporation, strategicsearch.com, is back on the show and attended the conference. So we're talking about using social media and using the internet. You talked about writing a blog. So you have an area of expertise. This is especially, I think, for somebody who's maybe been in the working world for a little bit and now finds themselves unemployed, not just a college graduate. And you've got experience. You've got things that you could pass along. You're unemployed. Go ahead, start passing it along anyway.
Right. And the thing is, it's not that difficult to do. In fact, I recommend going to your local library, picking up a book on how to develop a blog. And then there's a whole series of books. The Idiot's Guide to...
Blogging for Dummies,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure it's easy to do. You just have to jump into it. I have two blogs. I have one on interview preparation to show job seekers how to interview for a job. So if you go to my site at strategicsearch.com and click on the interview preparation blog, I have a blog. I also have one to show hiring companies how to better recruit people. It's my technical recruiting blog. So I have two blogs.
All right. And then, okay, so I go online, and, you know, it used to be that you couldn't get any information out there in the written word unless you could get a newspaper to take your column or get a radio or TV station to let you go on. And so the barrier to entry was pretty tough. Now anybody, and quite frankly, any idiot, can get on the internet and start putting stuff out there. Okay, but if you got great information, you got a great blog, that's fine. But how do you get somebody to read it?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Jerry, there's two parts to getting notice. One is content, as we've already talked about, and the second is link building. And that's kind of like the old getting a referral from somebody. What it's not that easy. The concept is very easy to understand. But what you need to do is you need to get what are called authority sites to link to you. So, for example, if you went to the University of Illinois, and you were in the engineering department, you want to contact somebody there to say, I'd like you to link to my blog. You have to develop interesting content, otherwise people are not going to read it. But if you have interesting content, you have to go out there, and it's like the old networking of the past. Meet people, talk to people, and ask them to link to your site. Tell them what your site's about. You're not going to get everybody to link to you, but search engines follow these links, because that's the basis of ranking high on search engines, is how many good links you have. So that's how you go out there.
All right. You find somebody else blogs on a similar topic, you could send them a link to your blog. They may put it on theirs and say, look, this guy has great stuff. And it's that old geometric progression of two people tell two people and they tell two people.
And that's what this whole concept of social media is about. Unlike the old one-on-one conversation where you tell, as you mentioned, you tell one person, he tells another person, this ramps it up exponentially. So you can ramp up your Rolodex to thousands as opposed to, you know, one or two people.
I had a guy on the show last week, Rick Kempfer, and he's a writer and radio guy. And Rick started writing a blog about being a dad and being a stay.